okay, these are different and exciting times we're living in. We're finding more and more people are offended at the gospel. Christ said that there would be many that would be offended. And we're going to see more and more people taking offense to the true gospel. The gospel based upon God's grace and not based upon the works of man. God's grace is miraculous. It's something beyond all explanation. Now, Mark is going to we've got a discussion we're going to do now around this aspect. And Mark had a title he wanted to bring up. Go ahead, Mark.
Are you a traitor against Arminians?
Are you a traitor against Arminians? Okay. That has sort of a negative connotation against anyone that would come against Arminians.
I'm a traitor against Arminians.
Can you speak up because you're...
I'm a traitor against Arminians.
You are a traitor against Arminians.
Yeah.
So because you deny the free will gospel, you're a traitor, right?
Against Arminians.
Against Arminians. Well, let me ask you a question. Are Arminians a traitor against the Bible?
Yes.
Yes. A traitor, that's an interesting concept. Now, we could get out our old Webster's Dictionary and look up the word traitor. Traitor. Benedict Arnold was a traitor, was he not? To this, I don't know all the ins and outs of Benedict Arnold, but he's been called traitor and treasonous and all that. But if we look up the word traitor in Webster's, here's what it says: to betray, to hand over, one who betrays another. One who betrays another's trust or is false to an obligation. Okay. Well, Peter said as it related to one person, he was going to turn someone over to Satan. Remember that?
Yeah.
Now, there are those that are very cold against anyone who doesn't agree with every little thing that they uphold doctrinally. And we're going to see many, many that are going to be offended and betray one another and are going to, he says, they'll turn you over to their councils and they will kill you for my name's sake. And you're saying here that asking the question, are you a traitor against Arminians? Well, anyone who is standing up for the Word of God is going to be, if you want to call it, a traitor, or going to betray the Arminian doctrine. Now, if you, conversely, anyone that stands up for Arminianism is going to betray those who are standing up for the gospel. You can't serve two masters. You're going to love the one and hate the other, or you're going to hate the one and love the other. You can't ride the fence. This is not a politician's game. You know, and there's a lot of theologians that try to ride the theological fence here. You know, we could name some of those people that do ride the theological fence. R.C. Sproul, you know, John MacArthur,
Chuck Swindoll,
before he died, James Kennedy rode the fence. Of course, he was hooked up with R.C. Sproul. Sproul taught down there at Master Seminary, or whatever the name of it is. And of course, why do people want to try to ride the fence on this doctrine? Well, because they want to make man have some kind of a cooperative part with their salvation.
Also, people enjoy getting in the flesh too.
Well, we all get in the flesh. That's part of being human. But the Bible is clear in the 10th chapter of John that he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." And he says, "You believe not because ye are not of my sheep," in the 26th verse of that 10th chapter. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Well, you say you are a traitor against Arminians. Well, I really think that that's a little bit of a miscue as far as your title. It's certainly attention getter.
I am a traitor against Arminians.
Right. But I don't think that you are a traitor. Is someone that once believed something and turned against it. I guess maybe you once were an Arminian.
Yeah, I used to be an Arminian.
Okay. Maybe your title is more correct than what I thought it was. I used to be an Arminian in my doctrine. I believe that man could earn something, earn God's favor, earn God's merit. But the whole question at hand is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is totally righteous and pure and holy and just, without sin, harmless, separate from sinners, blameless, spotless, pure. He is the Lamb. He is a perfect sacrifice. No man on the face of the earth, except for Jesus Christ, can be given those attributes. Because all men were born and conceived
in sin.
And so there's a distinction between God and man. Man, you know, one of the things that we can easily charge the Arminian with is they have very small thoughts of God, and they have very big thoughts of man. You know, Arminians think very, very small thoughts about God, and they think very big thoughts about man. Isaiah, the prophet, said that. What did he say about man? He said that you're less than what?
Perfect.
No, he said you're less than what?
A grasshopper.
A grasshopper. In fact, he said that you are... let's go back to that 40th chapter of Isaiah. And now we're talking about how that we need to take a stand against those who are teaching things that are not in the Bible. And they're teaching a doctrine of what I call psychological humanistic garbage. They're teaching man is a cooperative agent with God because of his free will. And so consequently, man is the master of his own fate. And he determines his own destiny by his decisions in life. And Scripture teaches just the opposite. Scripture teaches that God works all things after the counsel of his own will, and none can say unto him, "What doest thou?" So there's a big distinction there between what the Arminians say, and of course what God says. Mark, read in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, read the 21st and the 22nd verse there.
Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. That stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in.
Okay. Now I want you to read, if you would, the 17th verse.
All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing than vanity.
Okay, now there's a proper thinking about ourselves in the sight of God. Now, what happens when we get the proper perspective of God and the right perspective of man, it's a humbling thing to man to realize that apart from God's grace, he's doomed. And it should be everyone's goal that listens to this message tonight to be a traitor against Arminians. To be a traitor, to betray the wrong teaching the Arminians teach. Arminians have betrayed the gospel. And now, Mark, go back to the first chapter of Ephesians, and I'm going to have Mark read several verses here. And what I want you to ask yourself the question is this upholding the doctrine of Arminianism, or is this upholding the doctrine of God's sovereignty and salvation? Mark, read the fourth verse of the first chapter. The fourth and the fifth verse.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Now I want you to also read for me the ninth verse.
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself.
In verse 11.
In whom also we have obtained inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things out, all things after the counsel of his own will.
Verse 19 and 20.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him in his own right hand in the heavenly places.
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named not only in this world but also in that which is to come. Verse 22.
And have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of over all things to the church.
Now, does any of that, do any of those verses sound Arminian?
No.
No. What about in chapter 2, verse 1?
And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Okay, and verse 5.
Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved.
And hath raised us up together and made us. There's irresistible grace. No free will there. Made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now I want you to read verse 14.
For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall partition between us.
Okay, now there's some good verses to come against those. To become a traitor against the Arminian doctrine, if you want to call it that way. To stand up for the truth of God's word. Okay? it's very important that we stand up for God, the truth of God's word, because there's very few people out there that are doing that right now. Now, Mark, go to 1 Peter, the first epistle of Peter, and I want you to read the first chapter, and I want you to read the second down through the fifth verse of the first chapter of 1 Peter.
1 Peter,
first chapter, second verse through the fifth verse.
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith and salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Well, does any of that sound like Arminianism?
No.
No, it doesn't, does it?
No.
Now, let's go back to I want you to go back to 2 Peter, and I want you to read the third verse there of the first chapter.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
You know, that's a very powerful verse. He says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Well, if he's given unto us all things, is any of it left up to us?
No.
No. Now let's go back. I want you to go back to Galatians, and I want you to look at the here was an admonition on the part of Paul to people that who were departing from the Bible and were traitors and were becoming Arminians. They were going after the doctrine of works. Okay. Galatians, Ephesians. Galatians is right before Ephesians. I want you to go to the third chapter of Galatians. How are we doing there? You find it all right?
Yeah.
Now, he basically is going through the same challenges that we've gone through. He's combating those who are teaching things that, you know, basically this was around, he had to withstand Peter to the face, because now Peter was trying to say that there was two different kinds of salvation, one for the Jews and one for the Gentiles. And that's basically that's dispensationalism, but it's Arminianism. It's a works salvation. And here was Paul's answer. Read the 1-3 of chapter 3.
O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you: received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?
Now read verse 11 and also the 11th and the 13th verses of that chapter.
But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Paul was really surprised that Peter and the other people there had so soon departed from teaching the grace of God, the sovereign grace of God and salvation. And he was chastising them, admonishing them, exhorting them. Now go back to the first chapter of Galatians, Mark, and read the sixth verse. And I want you to read the sixth down through the eighth verse. Actually, read 6 through 9.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of God, the grace of Christ, into another gospel. There is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
Well, that's pretty strong language. Sound like Paul was a traitor against the Arminians. He betrayed them. He turned against them. He accused them of false teaching. Accused him of teaching another gospel, another doctrine. So those that accuse those that stand against the Arminian doctrine of being unloving, judgmental, intolerant, bigots, hate mongers, and all of that, the warning that we say is that Christ said that he that entereth not by the door into the sheep, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. And he says, he told them, you believe not because ye are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. I give it to them. It's a free gift. It has nothing to do with their free will. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And he says, all the Father hath given me will come to me. Okay? Anyone that comes to Jesus Christ has already been given to Christ by the Father. Now, Mark, I want you to go over to the... go back to Psalms, and I want you to look over in the... third Psalm, and I want you to read the first let's just read this, because this is an excellent psalm to answer Arminians.
Yeah.
When Arminians come at you, and they come at you and want to try to make you in some way feel like you are in the wrong, and they are somewhat aloof, and they want to teach things that are... this is a good answer. The third psalm is a good answer to Arminianism. Let's read it together. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me.
May there be, which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah.
Hast thou, O Lord, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head.
I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah.
I laid down and slept. I waked, for the Lord sustained me.
I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about.
Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly.
Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah.
Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. Blessing is not upon those that are not his people, that are not his sheep. And when people want to take credit for being a sheep because they said that their free will caused them to become a sheep, there's a great danger in that, because it's taking away from the glory of God. Well, that pretty well brings us to an ending on this discussion. Unusual title that Mark came up with tonight. Are you a traitor against Arminians? Well, this is one time it's justifiable to be a traitor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have stated in your word that you are the potter and that we are the clay, and that all of our hope and all of our comfort rests in your completed work for us on the cross, and that we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. We ask these things in your name. Amen.